serving God. In reality, we're not really serving God. So this morning, I want to shake some stuff up. Hey, man, I can't shake it up at home all the time. So when I go somewhere, I try and shake things up. Amen. Because if you shake it up at home all the time, they'll shake you right out of there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I don't want to be shook right out. So I'll shake it up today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Choose today whom you will serve. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, again, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank most of all, Father God, for your Son, grace himself, that came, Father God, to a sin-cursed world, died, Father God, that we may live. Forgive us of any sins that we've committed, thought, word, or indeed, Lord, that our prayers, our praise, our worship, Father God, your word, Father God, that it will not, Father God, go to you, Father God, void. Father God, we pray that, Father God, you hear these prayers. Lord God, so Father God, please forgive us. Father God, we thank you so much, Father God, for being our God. Father God, we pray for the word. Father God, we pray as the words come from my mouth, Father God, the meditation of my heart, Father God. We pray, Father God, that they will sink deep into the hearts of those, Father God, that hear it. Lord, Father God, may we, Father God, as Christians, Father God, may we, Father God, stand in the face of opposition as Joshua. Father God, may we stand, Father God, for that, Father God, which is right. As Joshua says, Father God, choose whom you, Father God, will serve. But for me and my house, Father God, we will serve Yahweh. So, Father God, today we thank you. Lord, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name, we say amen and hallelujah. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Joshua, the 24th chapter. If you will, turn to Joshua, the 24th chapter. Joshua 24. This is the final chapter in the book of Joshua. Now Joshua began to close his life is coming to an end. And you went over Jordan. This is verse number 11. And ye went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and then the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and all of these other ites. Amen. They just a whole lot of ites fought against you. Amen. The Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgazites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. I would think if God delivered them into your hand, you wouldn't have a problem serving him. And I went and I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor. By grace, I've given you what you don't deserve. By grace, and cities which you did, which ye built not, and ye dwelled in them of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted not, do you eat. By grace and by mercy. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, Joshua says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve the other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. They said, we will serve God. He brought us out. He brought us out of Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. We wandered, our people wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Shoes never wore out, never went hungry. God did this. God brought us out. Only by grace. Even when we have, when Moses come down from the mountain. The Bible says he come down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments. And they partying. They done got naked, wild, and loose. And so they tell Joshua here, they say, Joshua, we going to serve God. We serve God. He's the one. And watch what Joshua says in verse number 19. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord. You cannot serve the Lord. For he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. I want us to think about that for a moment. They say, yes, we will serve him. He brought us out. But Joshua looked at him and said, no, you cannot serve him. You can't serve him. Amen. That's a lot like the church today. That's a lot like the church today. God have been good to us. We holler, we scream, we shout, we praise. He's been good to us. But sometimes you have to look the people in the eye and say, you cannot. If you cannot, then why not? Think about it, church. Think about it. I told you. And I want you to understand these things. And we'll look at this as Joshua. As Joshua church looks at the people, and the people said, Joshua, you know what? We're gonna serve God. Yes, we are. But Joshua says, you can't. You can't do it. Sounds much like the church today, don't it? Sound much like the church today, doesn't it? Sound much like the church today, doesn't it? Amen. I know we don't want to admit it, but it's true. Amen. So Joshua now. David was a man after God's own heart. Joshua was a man with a courageous heart. In order to lead God's people, you have to have a courageous heart. Listen to me, preachers. In order to lead God's people, you're going to have a courageous heart. Joshua, God's first recorded words to Joshua was in Joshua 1 in verse number 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. God doesn't waste any time helping Joshua deal with reality. Moses is dead. It's the truth. He's dead. So now God let Joshua know it's time now to get up, pack up, and to move forward. We can only imagine this morning what it felt like to Joshua having to feel the sandals of Moses. I know he had to feel intimidated, I'm sure. But Joshua remembered that God said back in Numbers 27 that my spirit is in you. Joshua had watched Moses 40 years and dealing with the people. Joshua was no stranger to this leadership role. Joshua was a man that was familiar with how to lead God's people. But yet and still, leading God's people is always a little intimidating. Joshua was a man with strong faith. Amen. And in that faith, he stepped up and into one of the most intimidating leadership positions in the history of mankind. He was responsible to lead all of these stiff-necked Jews through the Jordan, tear down the walls of Jericho. And amen. So he had an intimidating position on his hand. Joshua believed that God was all-powerful. He had seen firsthand the mighty miracles of God. See, Joshua and Caleb was the two that went out to spy the land. And of the spies, they was the only two that came back with a good report. Amen. Why? Because Joshua had the Spirit of God. Amen. Joshua had the Spirit of God. He knew God. He knew how powerful. He understood the sovereignty of God. Amen. Now, I'm just trying to set you guys up to understand. In order for us to be successful, we have to know the power of God. We have to understand that God is all powerful. Amen. And Joshua is dealing with people that have forgotten this. Much like the church today. Dealing with people that have forgotten what God has done. Amen. Amen. The moment you forget where you come from, amen. Now watch this here. If you forget where you come from, you'll never know where you're going. Amen. And sometimes we get complacent in the church and we begin to forget where we come from. Is that all right? Sometimes we forget them creeks and valleys and hills and we forget all of that mess that was upon us before we came to God. Is that all right? Amen. Sometimes we become complacent sometimes in the church. The people now sitting at the Jordan. They right there at the brink of the Jordan. Are y'all with me now? They at the brink of the Jordan, and guess what? They done left God. But now they in a season at the Jordan where the Jordan is swollen. They can't get across the Jordan, but they got to get across the Jordan. Amen. And watch this. They done left God. Is that all right? So Joshua, now watch this here. Joshua believed that God always keeps his promises. Joshua believed that. Do you believe this morning that God always keeps his promises? Joshua believed that God will always be with him. Do you believe that this morning? See, you got to believe that God is going to always be with you. When you face adversities in life, you got to know that God is going to be with you. Amen. And you remember what Joshua says? He says, when God told Joshua, don't let this word depart from your mouth. Y'all remember that? Amen. In order for you to understand and be confident in what God will do for you, you're going to have to stay in the Word. You got to stay in the book. You got to bury yourself in the book. I'm not talking about Facebook. I'm talking about the Holy Book. Amen. I know y'all living on Facebook. No, maybe that's that other church I've been going to. You got to stay in the book. You got to get out of Facebook. Is that all right? So watch this now. I'm just saying, you know, that just sounds good. Amen. I know y'all ain't in Facebook. Amen. But watch this. You got to stay in the book to understand what it is that God will do for you. The moment that you began to worship and serve other gods, the moment that you get drug away from God, then you forget what it is that God will do for you. Joshua stayed in the book, discouraged. God, people now is discouraged. Amen. Discouraged, church. Joshua not only knew or believed that God was all-powerful and kept his promises, but Joshua knew that God would be with him personally. See, you have to know. You got to know that God is with you personally. That's what it means to have a personal relationship with God. You have to know that God is with you personally. You have to know it. Joshua understood that God was not going to leave him, that God was not going to forsake him. Joshua understood that. How did Joshua understood that? Much study and much prayer. You'll never know God until you stay buried in his word. You have to get to know God. Amen. And see, I know this to be true because you can look at Wednesday night Bible class. You don't have to tell me. I'm just saying. That's as much as I know. Amen. Amen. All you do is look at Wednesday night Bible class. That's where the meat is at. That's where you're going to really get to know God. It's in a sincere Bible study. That's where you're going to get to know God. That's when you'll learn what God has promised you. That's where you learn that God will take care of you. That's where you learn that God will never leave you, never forsake you. Is that all right? Joshua knew this and he believed this. Amen. So now Joshua, he says, choose today who you're going to serve. Choose today. So today, we choose who we're going to serve. Yeah. Now you say, well, Brother Prewitt, There you go. You're meddling, and you don't know who I do serve God. Okay, I'm not questioning it. I'm just preaching the Bible. Choose today who you're going to serve. Idolatry. The worship of something created as opposed to the worship of the Creator himself. Choose today who you're going to serve. The worship of something created as opposed to the worship of the Creator himself. Scores of references in the Old Testament towards idolatry. This shows that idolatry was probably the single most or greatest temptation our spiritual forefathers had to deal with. Idolatry can take many forms, people, and it has persisted from the earliest times. Joshua 24 and verse number 2 states that Abraham's father served idols. So if Abraham's father served idols, wouldn't you think that maybe it can be a problem for us today? Amen. Maybe it can be a problem for us today. The conquest of Canaan by the Hebrews brought new temptations to worship the object creator rather than the creator. Our text, Joshua 24:15, poses the classic question, whom will you serve, the gods of Egypt, where you have lived, the gods of the Amorites, where you are right now? Amen. Yeah. Which one are you going to serve? Or Yahweh, the God of Israel? Yahweh, one of the most important names in the Old Testament, church. For Jehovah, Yahweh comes from the verb to be, meaning simply but profoundly, he is. I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. Yahweh, let me say that again. He is, I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. Now, you choose today. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the gods that was in Egypt that your father served? Are you going to serve the gods here with the Amorites here in Canaan? Or are you going to serve the God, Yahweh, who I am, or I will be who I will be, the great I am? Whom will you serve? Joshua 24 and 14 and 15. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve who? Yahweh. And if it seem evil unto you, serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in which land you dwell now. But as for me and my house, we will serve God. At 110, now Joshua was still saying, as for me and my house, I will serve God. To serve God means to fear him and to worship only him. It means to love him and fix your heart upon him. Let me say that again. To serve God means to fear God and to worship him only. It means to love him and fix your heart upon him. It means to obey him because you want to and not because you have to. It means to obey him because you want to, not because you have to. There's nothing about God that should be grudgingly or of necessity. Everything about God should be cheerful. Everything about God should be because I want to, because I'm driven to. Simply out because my heart is fixed on him. My heart directs what I'm doing here, and my heart is fixed on him. Is that all right? That's what it means to worship God. Joshua made it clear that the people of Israel had to make a decision to serve the Lord God of Israel, Yahweh, or continue to serve these gods. I want us to stop. I want us to think about this for a minute. Now, here it is, the people of Israel, God's chosen people. God, 400 years, they down in Egypt. God takes them through he promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. God gives them houses they didn't build. He gives them everything. Now they are here in Canaan, and God has given them everything, everything by grace. Then giving them everything. God done defeated the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Ittites, all of these other Ites, and he done defeated after, I mean, they have been successful after successful after success, and they've been successful, and they done seen the mountain up there when Moses go up, blowing up. They done seen the Red Sea. Choose today who we gonna serve. Get for me, if you will, verses 16 through 19. I want you to read this for me. And Joshua made it clear that we got to make a choice. Church, all of us sitting in this room today, we have to make a choice.
Yeah.
There can be no neutrality. There can be no neutral ground.
Yeah.
But if they serve the Lord, then they would have to get rid of the false gods that some of them were secretly worshiping. Now watch this here. You got to understand something here. You got to understand, church. You got to understand. It only makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
The Bible says in Romans 15 and 4, the things that was written aforetime was written for our learning, for our understanding. And it is designed to give us hope. Why? Because when you look at how God deals with his people, we haven't changed you. Amen. Amen. The only difference is we wear hip-hop garb and watch this here now. And they wore some stuff. Amen. But anyway, whatever it was, they wore some stuff. Amen. But we just wear different clothes. They rode in on a camel, we just ride in a Mercedes. Amen. They rode, amen. But people. God's people are the same. Amen. Amen. Worshiping these gods. Read, sir. Start in verse number 16.
Then the people answered.
And the people answered.
Far be it from us.
Far be it from us.
To forsake the Lord.
To for what?
Forsake the Lord.
To forsake the Lord. Now watch this here. Look at these. Look at them. Now you know how them Israelites were. Look at them. Now they are. Look at me. No. We with you, God.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that what the Christians say?
Uh-huh.
I'm with you.
With you.
Ain't that what Peter said?
I'm with you, Lord.
Peter says, Lord, what's wrong? I'm just paraphrasing now. Don't y'all be looking, talking about what that in the Bible. You know, I know y'all Church of Christ folk. Don't be running up here talking about, let it in the Bible. I'm just paraphrasing. Is that all right? Y'all mess around and get running up here. He preaching false doctrine. He quoting another Bible. Amen. But what's this here? Peter says, Lord, what's the problem here? Peter says, Lord, you know I'll die for you. Peter says, Lord, you know what? I'm with you, Lord. I don't care. And then when they came in the garden to get him, Peter cut the man's ear off. But then when they took him, Peter went and started warming himself at the enemy's fire. And when they said, Peter, I know you was with him. And they said it three times, and a chicken got to crowing and going on. When the chicken got to crowing, Peter realized that he had denied the Lord. As the Lord said, Peter, you don't know what you're saying. Amen. Now, Peter, now watch this here. Now, Peter done walked on water because God allowed him to walk on water. Peter done seen him raise the dead. Peter was there when he said, Lazarus. Lazarus, come out the grave. Peter was there when he healed a woman that had an issue of blood. Peter was there when he healed the Canaanite woman. Peter was there when Jairus' daughter he healed. Peter seen all of these miracles, and Peter denied him. When the last time you walked on water? When the last time you seen somebody just get up and start walking? At first they crippled and they blind and they lay, they can't get, and they get up and start walking. It only makes sense to me. It only makes sense that we would serve other gods because we've been spoiled. Israel goes into Canaan. You give a man a $350,000 home and he ain't worked for it. You give a man that title deed to the house. Y'all stay with me now. And you put him up. A nice looking Mercedes out front. I don't know, I'm stuck on Mercedes today. But you put him a Mercedes out there. Light bill. Because the sun was shining over in Canaan, Doc. Hey, watch this here now. You get the light bill, the gas bill, the water bill, everything paid. It becomes difficult now. Because you got everything. So it only makes sense to me. It only makes sense to me when y'all making $100,000, $150,000 a year, amen, and the church is on life support. Somebody ought to say amen. If you don't say amen, I'll start talking about money. I'll start preaching on money. I'll start preaching on money, and I know everybody get up out of here then, amen. I don't want to run stands. I don't want to run your congregation out of here, amen. I'll start preaching on money. But watch this here. It only makes sense. Are y'all getting this? It only makes sense. Keep reading, sir.
Far be it from us to forsake the Lord.
Look at that.
To serve other gods.
Oh, man, we ain't serving no other gods.
It was the Lord our God.
It was the Lord our God that
himself
did all this.
Who brought us
and our parents. He was the one that brought us out of here.
Of Egypt. Out of
Look
Egypt.
At this.
From the land of slavery.
From what?
The land of slavery.
He brought us. Now watch this here. Jesus says, I came to set the captives free.
Yeah.
And watch this here. He said, they says he was the one that brought us out of slavery.
Yeah.
He was the one that brought us out of slavery. How many of us were slave to drugs? And how many of us were slave to sex? And how many of us were slave to money? How many of us were slave? And he brought us out. So it only makes sense to me sometimes. That maybe sometimes we can go astray. Now, I'm not saying this to say I'm trying to beat up on you. I'm trying to help you. Because sometimes we don't realize that we serve in other gods. Keep reading, sir.
Brought us out of slavery.
Brought us out.
And performed those great signs before our
Stop
eyes.
Stop right there and performed great signs. Before well, you say, well, watch this here. He never performed no signs in front of me. Yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
If you sober today, that's a sign. If you ain't cussing like you used to cuss, if you ain't sleeping with everybody's mama and daddy, that's a sign. Amen. Watch this now. You got to understand that God is still in the sign business. Amen. You got to watch this thing. Amen. Kids is growing up to be preachers and leaders. Them signs.
Yeah. That's good, man.
Marriages is working. Yeah. Them signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that's a wonder right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Are y'all with me so far? Amen. Keep reading, sir. Keep reading. Keep reading. Hurry up. I know y'all like to get out of here. The chicken be waiting. Lord.
He protected us.
I know that chicken getting cold. Yeah. Keep reading.
He protected us.
Sorry, keep reading.
He protected us.
Yes, sir.
On our entire journey.
Yes, sir.
And among all the nations.
Yes, sir.
Through which we traveled.
Lord, help me, somebody.
And the Lord drove out.
Why was this here? Through all them ghettos.
Uh-huh.
Through all them drug houses.
You helping me, Freeway?
Through all of my lies and my schemes. Through all of my hurt on other folk. He brought me.
Brought you out.
Through. You ever heard of Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous? I think the fourth step is to make amends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He brought me through. I know y'all ain't never been there. Y'all ain't never had no whiskey or nothing, you know. I know y'all ain't did none of that stuff. But I'm just talking about them folk that did that stuff. Hey, man, you got to understand some stuff. Y'all sitting up in here like y'all ain't never had a drink. That was supposed to have been a shouting moment. Amen. Amen. All that alcohol being sold out here in Hawthorne. Keep reading. I'm just saying that I just read that on the computer the other night. Amen. Keep reading, son. Keep reading. Amen.
And the Lord drove out before us.
And he drove them out.
Uh-huh. He drove out before us all the nations.
Now watch this.
Including the Amorites.
The Amorites.
Who lived in the land.
Who lived in the land.
We too will serve the Lord.
We too will
serve the Lord. Because he is our God.
Because he is God. Then watch this.
Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord.
Stop right there. Joshua said to God's people. He wasn't talking to the Amorites. He wasn't talking to the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and all the Motherites. He was talking to you and me. And guess what he says? You're not able to. Boy, that's a lesson right there. You're unable to. Why? Because you got all them gods in your houses. Now, I want us to look at some stuff, and I'm going to run over because I don't want to hold you too long. But, you know, I got scripture for midnight. So I'll preach to midnight. But I'm not going to hold you. All right. Watch this here. I want us to understand something. Joshua says that you can't
do it.
Why? Because you're serving them gods that's on the other side. You're serving the gods that's here. One of the gods that they were serving was the god Ashtoreth or Ashtaroth, the goddess of love and fertility, sensual. Amen. You ever notice something? Watch this here. Everything about our culture today is sensual. Everything about our culture is sensual. I guarantee you. See, them gods, them secret, and Joshua knew that they had them secret gods at home. That's just like us. We got them secret gods at home. I'm talking about that television. Hey, man, I'm talking about, that's a god. That thing is so sensual. You know, sometimes it feels like that TV be touching you, don't it? Amen. Because everything that you're watching on that TV is all sexy. Amen. Everything is sexy. And you ever, now watch this here. If it ain't got no sex in it, you don't want to be bothered with it. Amen. Ain't nobody watching Lost in the Wilderness in Alaska no more. Amen. That's the God that we serve. Amen. And watch this here. Oh, Lord, I almost started shouting up in here. But watch this here. We got smart TVs. You tell me. Now, that's show enough of God. TV telling you what to watch. Amen. TV smart. So smart they don't even give you instructions on it no more. It tells you how to work it. Is that all right? Smart TV. And boy, you ever notice how bing, bing, bing is just popping up. And guess what? We just biting. We biting. We paying $150, $200 a month. We biting. Y'all think I don't know what I'm talking about. It done got quiet up in here, boy. I know I done hit a nerve up in here. Amen. Now watch this here. We serve that God. And let us don't fool ourselves. And that's what happened to Israel. They had these little bitty gods in their shacks, in their tents. Joshua says, I'm like the prophet Joshua. I'm like, oh, Joshua, I ain't been to your house, but I know what you got in it. 70-inch TV. How much TV do I need? Amen. But they sure do look good, don't they? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Watch this here. Now watch this here. In church, that's just the way it is. Now watch this here. They left Egypt and they wandered. And they went into Canaan, and that's what was in Canaan. That's just the way it is. Now you would say, well, why would God set them up? Well, you know what? You got to, hey, listen up. If you're going to serve God, you got to give God your heart. And you'll never know that God have your heart. God will never know where he know, but you'll never know that God has your heart unless you got that temptation sitting there and you say no. So Joshua said, y'all got to throw these, y'all got to throw them 20, them 70 inches, but y'all don't have to throw them away, but you can, I ain't gonna tell y'all to go throw your TV away. Say, oh, that preacher, that's Jim Jones' preacher. He trying to get us out on the island somewhere. I ain't trying to do that, but I want you to see it. Amen. Watch what you're watching on TV. Amen. This goddess was believed to be married to the god Baal. Hedonism, which is a devotion to pleasure as a way of life. Y'all tell me our culture ain't devoted to pleasure. Amen. And you know what? You don't have to tell me, but we are all guilty. I confess my fault, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It ain't no joke, people. It ain't no joke. These gods are real. They are real. When Satan was cast from heaven, one-third of heaven's host was cast with him. We got demons. We got demons walking this earth. We got demons. This is real stuff. We got all of these gods, and watch this, and let me move on. And then we got the god Baal, which is the god of fertility. In other words, abundance, productiveness. Baal, a fertility and nature god of the Canaanites and Phoenicians, the sun god under the general title of Baal or Lord, was the chief object of worship of the Canaanites. Each locality had its special Baal, and the various local Baals were summed up under the name of Balaam or Lord. Each Baal had a wife who was a colorless reflection of himself. Baal, god of fertility, abundance. Tell me we don't worship that god today. Every church you go in is about sow a seed, get an abundance. Tell me we don't worship that God today. We go everywhere but to God for, and watch this here, we'll go to Jesus for abundance. We're always talking about an increase. Sow this seed and get an increase. Well, if you sow the seed, which is the word of God, according to Luke 8 and verse number 11, if you sowed the word of God, you wouldn't be worried about an abundance. What you would be worried about is your salvation. What you would be worried about is others' salvation. If you just sowed the word of God, check this out. You would become a Christian. You would become Christ-like. Guess what? You would be willing to sacrifice. You would have unconditional love. You would be ready to die. It ain't about that big house, big TV, big car. It's about him who died for us. So if you want to sow a seed, sow the word of God. Man, and check this out. You ain't getting my money. I'm going to sow a seed. I ain't sowing no seed. I'm going to sow the word of God. Is that all right? Hey, amen. Now watch this here. And watch this here. And then the third god that we serve, Molech. Well, that's the third one, Molech. That's the fire god, Molech. That's the fire god. Now watch this here. He was the protector, guardian of the children of Ammon. His face was that of a calf. And he had hands stretched forth like a man. Y'all remember that calf? They came off the mountain. They had a calf. That calf, I'm telling you something, boy, everything. Well, watch this here. They had a calf. You remember this here? So this god Molech, he looked like he had a face of a calf. A calf in his hands stretched forth like a man who opens his hands to receive something. Lord, that's a Molech there, boy. Hands just stay stretched open. But watch this here. Watch this here. To receive something of his neighbor, and they kindled it with fire. And they kindled it with fire. And the priest took the babe and put the babies in the hands of Molech. We live in a nation. We live in a country today. We live in a country today where 4,400 babies are aborted every day. As you and I speak, babies are being aborted. As you and I speak, children don't need to consent from their parents anymore. They don't need the consent from their parents anymore. They can just go and have an abortion. They can go tell the school and they just have an abortion. Hey, man, now watch this here. I don't care how you look at this thing. I done heard all of the arguments, and I've been in the fire on this one, boy. I've been on the fire on this one. Because sadly, so many of our church folks support abortion. I've been on the fire on this one. 4,400 babies being aborted every day. I don't care what nobody say. They give me all the reasons why a person should abort the baby. Well, watch this here. They say, well, if the mother's life is in jeopardy, well, what about Christ? He died for you. They say she was raped. Well, watch this here. Watch this here. The baby didn't rape nobody. They say if they don't think the baby gonna live, but that ain't your call. Our God is able to raise the dead. Our God is able to heal all manner of sickness. Our God, if we didn't worship all these other gods, we would have the power of healing. We would have that power, but the church don't have that power because we weak. Because we serve in Ashtoreth. Because we serve in Baal. I'm just talking about them other churches. I'm not talking about y'all out here at Hawthorne. I'm just talking about them other churches. But watch this here. I'm trying to tell you. And then that fourth God, I just want us to stop and look at it. And Lord knows in heaven, that's Mammon. Lord, I wish somebody ought to say amen up in here. I wish this was a holy church. Because if it was a holy church, maybe they'll just think that I'm finna show enough talk about sowing some seed and everybody gonna get some money. But Mammon is the God that spoke of wealth. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Stop right there. He's a master. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon is more than nickel, dimes, and dollar bills. Jesus identifies Mammon as a master. Y'all stay with me. And Lord Jesus, every one of us sitting up in here, boy, everybody up in here loves some money. Are you worshiping that money? Mammon is a force who wants you to be focused on him. Mammon is a force that wants you to be in bondage to him. Mammon is a force that wants you to be all wrapped up in him. Now, I'm going to drop this at you. The monetary system in our world today is incredible, truly incredible. It is a religion that requires faith. It's a religion that requires faith. Watch this. I read an article recently that said, if our debt was called in today, less than 9% of the cash and debt would be real. By faith. It's all on faith. And that 9%, that goes to who? You know who. So us church folk, we sure enough ain't got no business worshiping that money. It's not real. Amen. Now watch this here. And the article said that less. Now watch this here. It says less than 9% of the cash in debt would be real. 92% of the transactions today is backed by nothing. Zero. Zip. It's only by faith. And we give our life to this. We will work ourselves to death to become rich. We will work ourselves to death. And it's all by faith. We don't have faith in Christ Jesus, but we have faith in the monetary system. By faith. It's all an illusion, people. It's not real. And watch this here. They're getting ready to call the dead end. And if we're not rooted and grounded in the faith, if we're not together in Christ, we are going to just disappear. Do you realize when they call this thing in, do you realize that these churches is going to be closing left and right? And do you realize that the churches, these big churches and stuff, they're going to look out for themselves and not you? And we have a tendency not to give God anything. God don't need my money. What kind of foolishness is that? God don't need our money. It's by faith. Even the dollar bill in your pocket right now. It doesn't say silver certificate anymore. What does it say? Look at it when you get time. Don't look at it now, but look at it when you get time. It's a note. Who backs it? By faith, people, do we give our life to this? That's the God mammon. We worship money, baby. Y'all might say free with your line, but you worship that stuff. Amen. You know what? That's why God says over in Malachi 3. I read somewhere. Now, this might be in your Bible. I know it's up in mine because y'all be tearing stuff up out the Bible. But watch this here. God says, try me. He says, how? There go them Jews again. Lord, how? What do you mean, try you? He says, watch this here, in your tithe and your offering. See, we know the Church of Christ in trouble because y'all been teaching all these years tithing ain't in the Bible. Now, I'm just saying, you know, that I got the right to say that. I've been in, I got a retirement plan in the Church of Christ. Amen. So watch this here now. Amen. And so watch this here. Now you say, you'll debate it all day, but I'm not going to debate it with you. But watch this here now. Watch this here. And I'm going to close here. Money. Say, I don't worship that money. Well, ask yourself the question right now. How much am I giving to God? You don't have to ask yourself the question. Yeah, amen. I know how much they give over to the church I'm at. As the note said, zip. Are y'all with me? So if I'm not giving to God, who am I giving it to? What am I doing with it? So that's why Joshua says, choose today who you're going to serve. We got to make a choice, people. We got to make a choice. So the question becomes, who am I giving it to? Now watch this here. Economics is a risky religion. And Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. You've got to make a choice. Mammon is a god, a demonic force. He is called the son of Satan. Joshua warned the people. He warned them that what would happen. I'm warning you today. Boy, if we don't stop worshiping this stuff, we don't stop worshiping Molech, if we don't stop worshiping Ashtoreth, if we don't stop worshiping Baal, if we don't stop worshiping mammon, people, Christ is coming back. He's coming back. Amen. And you might think because I'm in the church that I'm safe. But listen to me, people. We got to understand this. Christ is coming back. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me. Jesus says, I love you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay his life down for his friend. He laid his life down. Joshua, the Lord of salvation. So as Joshua died, he says, who will you serve? You have to think about it, people. Look at the world around you. Look at what's going on around you. Look at what's going on around you. Everything is against the church. It's a fight for your soul. So we got to become Christians again. That's my message everywhere I go. We have to become Christians, man. In other words, we have to become Christ-like. In other words, we have to be willing to sacrifice. We got to be willing to die to self. Joshua said, make a choice. If you're here today and you're not a child of God, make a choice today. Come out. Come out. Come out from that world. Come out. Give your life to Jesus today. Because Jesus says you can't serve both. Jesus has all power. Amen. If you're here today and you know that you're worshiping this stuff, you know that you're caught up in this. And you know, when we talk about sensuality and we talk about all of these sexual sins and stuff, if you know you're caught up, please come out. Come out today. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus, because we're living in difficult times. And you can do that today by believing the facts of the gospel. He died for your sins. He was buried. He rose. Confessing your sins. Repenting of your sins. And the church will baptize you in water baptism if you so choose. But I want you to know something. We're living in Canaan. We're living in Canaan, people. God's all around us. That's Satan. Look at this hip-hop movement. God's all around us. Look at this transgender movement. All around us. Look at this homosexual movement all around us. I know it's not popular to talk about it, and I know. I don't mind. I'll take the hits. I'll take them. But you got to look at all of these gods around us. You got to look at what this stuff that's just snatching our children away from us. All this wild music and all of this stuff, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's doing anything about it. Why? Because we're serving. See, we got some gods we serving, so we can't say you serving that God, because we got gods that we serve. And usually, you know, we don't keep eyes on our kids because we're so focused on making all the money in the world. You know, we're so focused on the bling bling. The yin yang, whatever we call it, the bling bling. Amen. But church, think about that. I just want to leave you with that. God loves you. God don't want to see no man perish. We're fighting for our soul. This is a fight. And if you're going to survive it, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to die to self. All of these desires that we have, all of this worldly stuff, we're going to have to die to it. Amen. 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 Anybody got any questions for me? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn it back over to your preacher. I want to extend the same.
If anybody needs to respond to the gospel call, let's do so together now as we stand and sing.